This is a no-cost way for you to get dozens, if not hundreds, of people signing up for your webinar. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their businesses to seven figures and beyond with webinars. In this episode, I'm going to explain what we do to get thousands of signups for each webinar that some of our clients run. I'm going to review five secrets to scale your webinars to the moon. Hi, this is Terrence Tam, your host for this podcast and the founder of Radical Marketing, an agency that specializes in marketing events. The first secret I want to share with you today to scale your webinars fast is to make sure you find a strong message that speaks to your target market. In our agency, we use a system called Blitzvertising, where we test 20 to 30 ad messages when we first launch the campaign, and we repeat this process when necessary. In just a few days, we will identify what messages resonates the most with the target market.
But wouldn't this test with so many messages cost a lot of money?
You are right, Debbie. We will need to invest more money during the test phase. But after a few days, we can find a message that resonates with our ideal audience. That's how we can find lower CPLs over the long term. So it's totally worth the investment. Sometimes, if you find the right message with the right ad, it's like hitting the jackpot. For months, you can enjoy low CPLs and fantastic returns with your ads. Now, the second secret for scaling your ads is to implement a multi-channel marketing strategy. When we helped a client to get 15,000 signups for his webinar, we were saturating every social media channel from Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And here's the thing, you need to adapt the ad for each channel. For example, a YouTube video won't work on TikTok. So we had to extract parts of the YouTube video, edit it to make it look like a TikTok video before it started getting good results.
What other benefits are there to doing this multi-channel marketing thing?
Glad you asked that, Debbie, because one of the other things is that we can use retargeting ads across different platforms based on the customer journey. For example, someone might see our ad on Facebook, come to our landing page, and not sign up. Maybe because they don't trust the speaker. So they go and do a Google search on the speaker to find out more about him or his reviews. We make sure here that we place an ad on Google that says, "Don't trust so-and-so until you read this article." Or check out what people say about so-and-so's course or webinar. After they click on that ad, we can control the narrative instead of them ending on some competitor's site or some hater's website that is bashing them. Look, I'm just giving you one example of how we can retarget. There are many other ways to do it as well, but we don't have time to cover it today, so maybe in another episode. Now, secret number three to fill up big events is to use emails. There are several ways we can use emails. The first and most logical way is to email your existing list. Tell them you have a new webinar that will help them solve a certain problem and achieve a certain outcome. That's the first way. The second way is what is known as JV partnerships. Now, this is where we do a deal with other people who have email lists and we get them to promote the event to their lists. This is a no-cost way for you to get dozens, if not hundreds, of people signing up for your webinar.
Why on earth would anyone agree to do that?
Well, Debbie, that's why they're called JVs, because the person sending out the emails to their list on your behalf will usually benefit in some way. Maybe they will get a certain percentage of the sales you make at a webinar, but the bottom line is that it is no risk to you. And the other party stands to gain a lot of money if the promotion is successful. It's pretty much a win-win. When people work with us, we will often look at brokering such deals between existing clients. But let's move on to secret number four because we are running out of time. Secret number four is about optimizing your funnel. Now, many marketers tend to forget about their landing page, but Here's the crazy part. Sometimes just a change in the headline or the background image can result in a conversion rate of 50% or more. Heck, it just happened this week for one of our clients. We just changed the image and bam, we got a 50% improvement in conversion rate on landing page. What this means is that your cost per sign up immediately drops by over 30%, if I got my math right. So it's one of those small hinges that really moves big doors. Get this right, and you won't have to work so hard on producing more ads to try and get a better cost per lead for your webinars.
What is the best thing to change on the landing page?
I would say that the headline would be the first thing I look at. Secondly, the image above the fold can also shift the needle a fair bit, as I just explained in the example that we had this week. I would also look at the sign-up button and forms to make sure they are simple and easy for the user. Beyond that, we have developed a checklist of 31 items that we have used and tested in our agency over the many years we've been around to optimize things further. And we might cover this in another podcast. Anyway, moving on to the fifth and final secret. That is to analyze and adapt. At our agency, we painstakingly compile stats daily. And at the same time, we use a software called Funnelytics to see what's working with our funnels and how we can optimize the funnels further. Now, when you're doing a big event where you want thousands of people signing up, it is critical to analyze the data on your funnel and your ads almost every single day, because one small tweak can often change the game for you.
Can you give me an example? Cause that's not clear for me.
Certainly. For instance, if we find out that only a low percentage of people are buying the one-time offer on the page after they sign up, and we want to increase that, what we will do, based on the heat map and recordings of people who land on the offer page, we will make changes to it. Secondly, we will review which ads and images are actually bringing in the traffic that is more likely to upgrade, so we can allocate more budget to those ads and further optimize them. So guys, there you have it, the five secrets to scaling your webinars so you can get thousands, even tens of thousands of people to your webinar. But before I end, here's one thing I would like to add. And that is, you need to make sure that your webinar topic is something that will attract your ideal audience. I see too many people going too broad, trying to attract a bigger audience to their webinars. That generally doesn't work very well because you end up competing with well-entrenched competitors. Now, remember, if you run an expert or coaching business, you can still get a copy of my book, Lead Search, where we will outline 8 different funnels to help you get more leads. The link will be in the show notes below. In the next solo episode, I will be breaking down a high-converting webinar funnel. So make sure you keep your eyes open for that episode. Because like I said earlier, having a strong funnel is a small hinge that swings big doors. The amount of effort you invest in making a high-converting funnel really helps you save a ton of money. So make sure you catch next solo episode. Until then, stay awesome.